from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 7 killed in Baghdad car bombing. Unidentified attackers charged into a shopping mall in eastern Baghdad Monday, spraying gunfire in a crowded area after a car bomb exploded outside and killed at least 7 people. Security sources said it was not clear if the assailants, who may have been wearing suicide vests, had killed anyone or taken hostages at the mall in the predominantly Shiite Muslim district of Baghdad. 7 people were killed and at least 14 others wounded in the car bomb blast. A South Korean official said today that Seoul and the United States are discussing other U.S. strategic assets that can be deployed on the Korean Peninsula a day after the U.S. flew a bomber over South Korea in an apparent response to North Korea's latest nuclear weapons test. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has defended the test of an alleged hydrogen bomb as self-defense against U.S.-led imperialists. Pakistan is hosting today a key meeting of top Afghan, U.S., and Chinese officials. Participants hope to set the stage for resuming peace talks between the Kabul government and the Taliban to end years of hostilities in Afghanistan. This is Pakistani National Security Advisor Sartaj Aziz.
It is heartening that today, as I speak here, the quadrilateral contact group involving these 4 countries is also holding its first meeting in Islamabad. We hope that these 4 countries will remain closely engaged in accordance with the principle of shared responsibility with a view to move the Afghan reconciliation process forward towards a lasting outcome.
Without naming Pakistan over the weekend, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said, "This time we've received assurances that force and other means will be used against non-reconcilable Taliban militants." This is VOA News.